Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Sarah.
I'm Liz.
And this is the It's Fine, I'm Fine podcast.
We are reporting live from New York and Florida, respectively. We actually recorded this episode last week, but Hashem, like God or whoever the powers that be, clearly did not want that episode to come out because we tried in so many ways. Like, first Sarah's audio was broken, and then she literally, I'm telling everyone, like, she re-recorded.
Oh, this is gonna be in my pit.
Oh, okay. I'll let you tell it then, because like this was such madness. But before we talk about the madness, I want to remind everyone about BetterHelp. As a sponsor of It's Fine, I'm Fine, BetterHelp offers our listeners 10% off their first month of service. BetterHelp is not a help or crisis line. It's an online counseling service. They are adding counselors in every state. I actually just saw that they're doing a partnership with Ariana Grande. Did you see that?
I did. $2 million in free therapy.
Yeah, which we love, because we don't just love a company that offers a service to people to help them with their mental health, but we also love that they want to give back, because we know that therapy can be difficult for people to access. So if you want to tap into that 10% off, you can go to betterhelp.com/itsfine. That's betterhelp.com/itsfine for 10% off your first month.
Absolutely. Actually, someone just asked me today, like, hey, I'm looking for a therapist. I feel like you know of a place. I was like, I do know of a place. BetterHelp.com/itsfine. They're like, oh. I was like, oh. But yeah, we're really glad that we're able to, like, I'm glad that I have somewhere to send people to, because obviously we're not experts. We're not therapists, but like, we talk about it so much that it's nice that we have a place to send people to. How have you been? I mean, we kind of went over this in the last episode.
It's fine. I feel like a lot has happened since then. I came into this recording like laughing, because I was like, the last time we recorded, I was giddy and like so excited, and now I like am a shell of a person, but not in a bad way. Like, I'm totally fine. I'm just like exhausted, and I actually think like that makes for a better podcast episode, because who wants to listen to someone who has like great mental health talk about mental health? It's like, okay, we get it. Like, your mental health is great. But now I'm really fine, everyone. Don't worry. I'm just tired and like really ready for the weekend, but also anxious about the weekend. Like, it's just a perfect cocktail of what Sarah and I do here. So I'm good. I'm overwhelmed, but in a good way, like working a lot. I have a lot of like pressure in the work that I'm doing, because I'm working with people who I'm like, who I really care about. And so that's a lot. And also it's like, you know, hot girl summer, but is it though? Because like, we're all working really hard, and also it's so hot out, and like, everyone's just running around. How are you?
I feel very similarly, in the sense where like the last time we recorded, I felt like I was like, you know, the dating scene's been rough, but overall, like, I'm doing really well. Like, I'm pretty happy. And now I'm like, I literally had therapy on Monday. And like, okay, so it's so funny. I just want to share this really quickly, because I think that a lot of people, when they go into therapy, they're like, what am I going to talk about? And I get like, in my head, I get so proud of myself, because I'm like, I'm so good at therapy. Like, every time I go in, I know what I'm going to talk about. I have no issues with her. Like, me and my girl, we just vibe so well. And like, I know exactly what I'm going to say. And like, I know what I'm anxious about, because I'm so self-aware. And then it's like, this week, I was so anxiously like, and I was so like scatterbrained. I didn't even know really what I was anxious about. I was just kind of overwhelmed about work. So much going on in my life, like anxious about deeper things that I probably wasn't acknowledging. And like, my whole session on Monday was just, I was talking about different things every 3 seconds. I kept being like, I'm so sorry, I'm so scatterbrained. And she was like, no, like, this is good. Like, I want to see you like while you're experiencing these things, so we can work on them in the moment. But in my head, I'm like, no, I wish I had control over what I was saying. And I'm like, wait a second, this is therapy. Like, this is, if I'm going to be anxious anywhere at any time, it's during the hour that I'm paying her. So like, in reality, it's good that I was anxious at that moment, because she could help me. But like in my head, I was like, I hate that I'm showing her this side of me because like I want to have control when I'm talking to her, which makes no sense and it's so twisted. But yeah, it's just been a really busy time. But overall, I'm pretty good. I just think that like, I don't know, I've been like so scatterbrained. I don't know if it's because I'm burnt out at work or like what the deal is, but I just feel like my mind is kind of all over the place. I'm having a hard time like grounding down these days.
Yeah.
You know,
definitely. I mean, you're very, very busy. Like you're with your extended family, not your extended family, like your family, but they feel extended because they live across the world and they're visiting you. Mm-hmm. I had something to say about that. Oh yeah. Like therapy, even though we both have been doing it for so long, it's impossible to like not try to impress a person that you're with when you're one of us. Like I'm with Chris. I've been with him for so long. Like, spoiler alert, I know everyone knows that who listens to this podcast. But in all seriousness, like whenever I'm around him, I'm still like trying to prove that I'm like the shit. It's like, and obviously sometimes that wall comes down when I come crashing down. Like, duh, he knows that sometimes I'm like a human being. But it's impossible to turn that off. Like, we're both type A people and we're both like imposter syndrome people. So even when it's a therapist, we're kind of like decorating our problems nicely so that it's like, yes, I have this problem, but like, aren't I thinking about it so well? Like, you know,
it's so spot on. I like love showing off that I've already like thought through the whole problem, figured out, like I get so proud of myself. Like I'm telling her how anxious I am. And I'm like, but this taught me this. And you know what? I've recognized my growth. And she's like, great. And then I leave and I'm like, I really did that. But like, sometimes I'm like, okay, Sarah, chill. Like, you're trying to work on things with her. You're not trying to show off. So anyway, should we get into Peek and Pit?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. My pit has had to be the moment I realized that I lost. Okay, so I just want to share a little quick story. Liz and I recorded. So as you probably have guessed from the way we've been talking, Liz and I have both been super busy, like busy schedules, busy working, lots going on. Liz has been going to Philly more. I've been home more. Like there's just been a lot happening and we like to record together in person and it's hard to find time together in New York City at the same time when we're not like busy with work. So we finally found a day and we were like, we did it. We recorded, we clicked like stop record. And we were both like, wow, that was an awesome episode. And we were both like buzzing and smiley because we're like, what a great episode. And then something happened and all of a sudden it was like sound not found. And only my part of the audio disappeared. Liz's audio remained. My whole audio, the entire recording disappeared. I Googled it. There were no ways to get it back. It was gone. It was a glitch in the system. And trust me, like I'm an IT whiz. I tried everything. It was gone. It was a glitch and it was gone. I was literally depressado. Like I was so, Liz and I were like sad for like 20, like literally there was like a vibe in the room, like a vibe washed over us where we were just like so sad. We were so sad. And like, it was just so depressing. And I was like, you know what? Like, I really want to salvage this episode because it was so good. You could faintly hear what I was saying in the back of Liz's mic. I hope that makes sense. But like, Liz's mic kind of picked up the things that I was saying from the background. So it's like, okay, easy fix. When I have like an hour of time, I will just sit in my own apartment because I'm the one that hosts the equipment at my house. So I was like, I'll just take the equipment one of the days that I'm free and I'll re-record based on what I hear myself say. So my brother, my sister-in-law, my nieces, they all flew in from South Africa. And from the time that they came in, I was like busy, busy, busy. But there was like 1 hour of time that they were dropping me at my apartment so I could quick pack stuff before we left for a trip. And so I run home. I like literally was sweating. My phone died. I didn't even tell you, Liz, like how bad this day was. Like we were stuck in traffic for hours. I get out the car. I finally get home. I'm exhausted. It was also a Jewish fast day. I was fasting. And I was literally like, I just have to do this right now. I have to record it. Like I have no choice. I'm leaving I'm going to Florida tomorrow. Like I have no choice. I opened the recording, whatever. I was fasting and I was like, you know what? Like Hashem, God will forgive me. Like I need water. I can't do this without water. So I start drinking water. I record half of it. It took me like an hour. I like had like 20 minutes left. I drank more water. I'm like, okay, let me just wrap it up. I'm so tired. I'm about to finish the episode. And I'm like, you know what? Let me start editing. Let me start piecing these together because I kept Liz's recording. So I was taking bits and pieces of you saying like, yeah, uh-huh, and like clipping it with mine. And all of a sudden, I think I accidentally deleted one of Liz's recordings, aka the entire thing. And then I hit save. And once you hit save, you can't undo. And I looked at the screen. And I honestly, you know, when like things are so ridiculous, you just have to like laugh. I was like, it was so ridiculous. I didn't have the capacity to freak out. I said, okay. I said, got it. Okay. And then I FaceTimed. I was like, oh, got it. Okay. So then I FaceTimed Liz and I was like, I'm so sorry. And she was like, it's fine. You were a great sport about it. But you know what? There had to have been a reason why that audio just was not. I said something, you said something. There was a reason why. I don't know what it is, but that audio was not meant to be with the world because, like, I mean, that was crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah.
So that's my pit. Sorry, that was really long.
No, it's good. His background.
It was so sad. It was so sad. But my absolute peak has been spending time with my nieces and my brother and my sister-in-law who flew in from South Africa. I haven't seen them since 2019, pre-COVID, and it's been like literally amazing. And I'm so sad that they're leaving next week, but just trying to cherish every moment. It's been really nice. What
that.
About you? Thanks.
I'm glad you get to spend time with them. Okay, my pit was last night. I had like a crisis where I was like, do people like me? Because I know people like me, but I was like, am I a loser? Because I do not have like fabulous plans for July 4th. This is a consistent theme. Like we've been talking about this for the past 2 years of our whole podcast. Like when we don't have a perfect plan for something, we're just like,
yeah,
we're like, my life sucks. I'm a loser. And like, I'm poor and stupid, like, which is not true. I actually don't have like a family vacation home, unfortunately, you know, goals, but, Sarah and I talk a lot about how, like, sometimes it sucks when you're the friend who like, you have such generous friends that like one of them has a nice home to invite you to, but then you're kind of just like, am I going to be invited? And you kind of have to stake your plans and your money and hedge your bets on other people. And that's really frustrating for me. And I knew that I didn't have plans fall through or anything. I just was feeling like a loser. And like, it's not true. I'm not a loser. Like I, first of all, I'm so lucky at this time last year, like my life was hell. And I think that's part of why I put pressure on myself this year. Cause I'm like, oh, well, like I only have so much life to live, but I need to reframe it and be like, actually last July 4th was like one of the worst, like you don't even know this whole story, but like when I had to like leave my dad's house and I was just not well. And now I'm like, doing really well mentally, like overall, maybe this weekend is like a blip, but I'm doing really well. And so I just need to reframe it. And I'm fine today. It was just like, I was being nasty and mean and taking it out on Chris and like, he didn't deserve it. And my peak has to do with like the overwhelmings that I'm feeling. I'm doing work this summer and I'm working with kids and I just like feel so, so, so fulfilled doing it. And it's really hard, but it's so rare that you feel like you're making a difference. And Sarah and I feel it with this podcast a lot, but it's like, this is really like hands-on every day working with people who like are benefiting from me working with them. And that feels awesome. And it's been like fabulous. So that's my peak.
It's so lovely. I'm so glad that it's been like rewarding for you and that you're enjoying it.
Yeah. Yeah, I really am.
That's awesome. I feel like sometimes when like you do work, that's not you, but like when people do work, that's considered like volunteer, not that this is volunteer work, but like when people do like volunteer work or charity work, like sometimes it can be like really like you have to like convince yourself that okay, I'm helping people just to get through it, but
totally.
It's nice that like you're enjoying it all at the same time.
Definitely Yeah, because it's hard, but I'm like seeing it play out in front of me as opposed to being like, well, this is hard, but it'll help someone eventually, like,
right? Like sometimes totally. we love the podcast, but like sometimes like it's really hard to fit in like podcast recordings, like, you know, keeping up a social presence and like trying to be there for people and maintain this community, all while we're trying to work on our own mental health. And we love it so much, and it is so rewarding. But like, sometimes we do have to tell ourselves, like, okay, like, this is for the greater good of the mental health community, and like, da da da, and like, we just want to contribute, even if like only one person listens. But I'm really glad that you're getting that like immediate reward.
Yeah,
like every day. That's great. That's really great.
Yeah, it's special. I guess my pit kind of relates to like today's topic. We kind of, and we talked about this last time we recorded, but it's actually in some ways better now because we have like July 4th on the horizon and people will be listening to it after the 4th. So we just kind of wanted to talk about this quote unquote post-pandemic world or region that we're living in. We know obviously a lot of people are still experiencing the brunt of COVID like in other countries and even other regions, but we in New York and like in our, in like in this part of the world, it's generally been a lot better. A lot of people are vaccinated. A lot of things are totally reopened. And Sarah and I are super like eager to jump in on living like we sort of used to in new ways. Like we are both, I would say like no, to like, I want to be sensitive to people who are like anxious mm-hmm. about going back out. Cause that's like the whole point of our podcast. But I also want to be like, we're really excited. Like bottom line is
definitely.
We're both so excited that things are reopened. Like we know how much our mental health was suffering and how much other people's mental health was suffering because of like just being locked down for 18 months. So yeah, that's a topic of our episode, long-winded way, is like what it's like to be getting back out there kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that like for so long, the whole world, as we should have been, was focused on the physical part of COVID. And there were like some talks of mental health. I mean, no, don't get me wrong. Like mental health was a conversation, but people definitely were so scared about their physical health and catching COVID that mental health took a backseat. And now I feel like people's mental health is kind of coming to the forefront of like priorities, because now that we've kind of gotten the physical part under control, we're like, okay, it's really time to like start making memories again, start feeling like we can find joy in the ways that we used to again. And like, of course, like joy doesn't like, okay, obviously we've all heard the saying, money can't buy happiness, and like happiness comes from within. But like, there is definitely something to be said about the fact that going out to dinner with your friends or catching a drink with an old pal or going on a walk outside and then like going to a bar, like these things, like we learned through COVID, like they were making us happy. And I don't really like saying that happiness is like something you get from an exterior, you know, place or thing or event, but I've noticed my own mental health definitely increasing from going out more. And then something we'll talk about more in this episode as well is the anxiety that comes with the pressure of wanting to do everything all of a sudden. So there's so many layers to this conversation, because there's the social anxiety, there's the, of course, the physical COVID anxiety that still remains, there's the mental health aspect. And I don't just mean like happiness or not happy, I mean like actual mental health, like these anxieties we're talking about. You know, a lot of people may still be dealing with residual like depression from COVID and not, don't really have the motivation to go out. A lot of people are like, how am I going to interact with others again? So I think there are so many layers to the post-pandemic world, but I think as a whole, like we're feeling excited that we have the opportunity to even talk about this again.
Yeah, definitely. I think back to like the beginning of what you said, I mean, people are now, I read an article about like, I think 20 or like cases of mental health issues are up 20 to 30% because people kind of let their mental health issues go untreated during COVID, either because they didn't like, they were so prioritizing their physical health that they didn't even consider like what was going on inside. They were kind of in survival mode. And also because mm-hmm. people just like couldn't go to the doctor or like mm-hmm. they couldn't go to like a mental health clinic. They could go to like a hospital if they needed to. But, you know, now people's mental health issues have totally worsened. People have developed mental health issues, not to be bleak, but like, cause there is so much yeah. to be positive about, but like you're talking about trauma. And I was literally just thinking like, Sarah and I are really fortunate that we definitely like went through some stuff last year. Don't get us wrong, but like we, like I just was picturing.
Not get us wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, please, please don't misunderstand. But like people are going to have post-traumatic stress disorder, like for real. Like the people who, like the nurses who were, like I know people who just graduated from college, like from nursing schools. And then like their first year being a nurse was like in New York, being a nurse for people with COVID, where people were dying every day. Like that's just so crazy. And even people, like people lost relatives, like people lost their family in one fell swoop. People just didn't see anyone for 6 months. Like that's enough to be trauma that we all need to like sort out. And we want to help people, or we want to at least talk about like, how do we balance taking care of our mental health while also like seizing life and like getting ourselves out there. I think that's like a recurring theme of the podcast, is like, we want everyone to take care of their mental health, but we also don't want people like tiptoeing around their fears and anxieties so much that they forget to live. And like, that's an issue we both work through too. Definitely. Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. I think that, you know, I think that like as human beings, we, our nature is to just adapt to the situations around us. And many times people don't really stop and think about like what they just went through. And I'm guilty. I mean, I definitely like am constantly analyzing, maybe to a fault, like my whole life and like every decision I make. And I'm always trying to be self-aware. But it's really, really hard to process what we just went through. Like it's very difficult to actually take in what just happened. And I think it's a lot to process. I don't really know where I was going with this, but I think the point is like, as humans, we're just like, go, go, go. And we just want to adapt. And when COVID first happened, like, oh, I know there's so many points I want to make. And that's why I, am trying to squeeze everything into one, but like we have time so I can slow down. But, I guess my first point was that as humans, we want to go, go, go. And sometimes we forget to actually give ourselves credit and say like, hey, we just went through a lot. Like, let me process this. But at the same time, like, you don't want to think about it too much where you're like paralyzed and you can't move forward. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that made any sense, but I guess my
total
point,
sense.
Okay. I guess like another thing is like, if you're feeling like a little bit overwhelmed and you don't know where you stand, like, are you ready to go out? Are you ready to, I know a lot of people are currently wondering if they're ready to go out, and they think it's because of COVID and not wearing their masks, but really it's just because we've been doing the same thing for a year and a half. So it feels different and it feels weird. And it's like, am I ready to take my mask off? Not necessarily because I'm scared of getting COVID, but just because I forget what life is like without this. If that's you, I guess something that's really helped me is like easing my way back in by kind of like exposure therapy. And, you know, and I don't mean obviously exposure to COVID. I mean, kind of, but like, I mean, like if you're nervous and you're nervous of social interaction, et cetera, like maybe the first thing you do is you go to a small dinner with a couple friends and you eat indoors, or you have a small gathering of like seven people indoors. And you ease your way in. And I think that it's going to take time for everyone to get back to this like quote unquote normalcy that we once felt. But I don't know. I think that like everyone's in a really different place. Like it's kind of an individual process. That was a lot of gibberish. This is what I mean. I'm very scatterbrained right now. So bear with me.
I think you're expressing out loud what a lot of people are feeling. It's like, I'm scared to go back out there, but I know like it's this cycle of anxiety. Cause you're like, I'm scared to go back out there and that prevents me from going out. And like, that makes me more anxious. And then like, ultimately you get depressed from not going out. At least that's like what happens with me. This is a total aside, but I knew that the world in some way and some semblance was back when Kim Kardashian and Kendall Jenner were in Europe. I was like, oh, like nature is healing. Like they are traveling internationally they're like stepping out. And that's when I realized, I was like, oh, okay. Like cool. So now I have to like do all the things. Like I already felt that way, but my life so heavily revolves around that. Not really. I mean, it does, but I really just mean like, that was one of those points where I looked up and I was like, okay, like we are actually like pretty, like from where I stand, I don't feel like COVID is so much of an issue. Again, we always want to be sensitive about like other people who are dealing with this differently. And we're not like, the pandemic is fully over. We can all like lick each other's faces. But like, I would be lying if I said like, I feel like COVID is really a super strong presence in my life at all anymore. Like I put a mask on in some stores that I go into, depending on like, if I see a lot of people in the store, I put my mask on, I put it on the subway. But if I'm like going into a cafe and like the people who are working there aren't wearing a mask, I'm like, cool, I don't need to wear it. I'm vaccinated. And like, that's my choice. And I feel comfortable with it. They changed the laws and said, you don't have to. That's what I'm going by. I'm going by the CDC. Mm-hmm. My point being like, it's okay to adjust to like what you see. This is going to sound like bad. I don't mean it to sound bad. I think it's okay to take the lead from other people. Like I'm not saying, oh, do what everyone on Instagram is doing, but it's okay if like your friends are all doing things and they feel comfortable doing it. Like really try to fit yourself into that like little by little, because we do want to encourage people to, yes, like acknowledge that this is difficult and what we went through was difficult, but like you gotta keep going, because I think honestly the worst mental health issue for me is depression. Like, and we've talked about this before, like what's worse, what like hinders us the most. And to be honest, like I think the thing that would take over me if I let it is like my social anxiety and my depression that comes from not going out. So I think like even though anxiety is really scary in the short term, and like, I'm scared to go out because I don't know what's going to happen, I haven't been out in so long, is like really scary. What I think is scarier is like the potential that you spend so much time worrying about it that like you lose like the human connection that we all literally are born to have mm-hmm. with other people.
And we need it. Definitely.
Yeah.
And obviously I just want to reiterate that this is coming from a privileged place where Liz and I are both definitely like repeating things I said in the last.
That's okay.
Yeah. This is coming from a privileged place where like Liz and I are both vaccinated. And yeah. If we weren't, and we are so privileged to have had such easy access to a free vaccine. Like at first we were like, oh my gosh, how are we going to get the vaccine? And then once it became available, it was like nothing. Like you can walk around in New York City and get it in the subway station for free. Yeah. They don't even ask you your name. Like it's so crazy. I mean, they ask your name, but like it's so easy. And that's, we're very privileged to have that because, you know, my family lives in South Africa and they didn't have that privilege. So they got it when they came here. But we obviously like a lot of the reason why we're so confident now about like going out and regaining our normalcy is because we're vaccinated. And I think just like, it is a personal choice. Like this, the stage of life that we're in right now is a personal choice of like where you're, what you're comfortable with. And like, you don't have to do what everyone's doing. But for me, my personal choice was, I always told myself when we were in the thick of COVID, I said to myself every day, as soon as that vaccine is available, I'm taking it, I'm listening to the science, and then I'm going to proceed with my life. Because it's one thing to feel scared about COVID, because 100%, like it was very scary and it is very scary and people's lives were taken. I don't want to diminish that. But there's a whole other very real and scary thought that you're like wasting away your years and like losing time and not making connections. And I know like introverts may be listening to this being like, but I love staying home. And like, that's, you know, again, it's a personal choice. But like, for me, like I get my energy from other people. Like I'm definitely an extrovert. And I feed off of like making memories with people. And I felt like I was like, kind of wasting away time, not really like doing that. And I could sense that my mental health was worse than it's ever been. I was extremely anxious every day. I was definitely depressed at one point. Like, and I mean that in like the real sense, like the actual clinical terms. So I feel that now I personally have decided I feel comfortable with the vaccine and this and the science. And I feel like I'm like, I need my life back. You know what I mean? Like I literally just needed it back.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I would think like, I'm one of those, and I'm not really one of those introverts who would be listening like, oh no, I'm wasting away, but that does give me anxiety. And like the way that I let that play out is I'm like, okay, let me do something about it. Because no, we're not saying you need to go out tomorrow and the next day and the next day. First of all, like, let's talk about the fact that we're all working. Mm-hmm. Not all of us are made of money. We can't just like take off time and have money to go on vacations, obviously. But like, mm-hmm. if your friend invites you to meet her at the park or like go to a bar one night, like if you're able to do it, go to the bar one night. Like, and if money is tight right now, we know a lot of people still are not employed, or like there's still like people are recovering from not having jobs for months. Like, get one drink or tell your friend, I'm not drinking tonight, but I want to see you. Or like encourage, like ask if you can go to their house instead, because yada, yada, yada. Like, there are a lot of factors here besides people just being afraid to go outside because like they haven't. Mm-hmm. But like there are, we did it before, like, and we've done it in, like, think about 2008, for instance. Like, that was a really difficult time economically for people. And like, we still made our way through it because like people are people and we need to be around each other. Like, same with, like, you think about the Spanish influenza and then the Roaring Twenties. Like, plenty of people in the Roaring Twenties weren't like, sorry, I'm speaking totally out of my own anxiety right now, but maybe someone out there can relate, someone being Sarah. Like, I literally get so anxious because I'm like, I want to do all of these things, but I don't have time or money to drop on like 100 vacations and 100 concerts. I'm literally like, let me babysit for all of these people so that I can like make sure I'm doing those things, because I don't want to turn 30, like, God willing, have kids. And then I'm like, whoa, like, this is the constant thing. Like, don't you wish you had all your life's money when you were 25, when you didn't have other responsibilities? My point is, like, we figured this out before. Like, Sarah and I did this before. We had lives before COVID where like we had the same jobs we had. We were not made of cash and we just like figured it out. And again, this is coming from a privileged place, but I also know like the people who listen to our show like know us and know that we're being earnest and sincere when we say like you can always figure out a way to walk out of your house and have connections with other people. Mm-hmm. And like, even if you're an introvert and you're like not in, like you don't get energy from being around other people, like just go outside and read a book then. Like, just please take yourself out of your apartment when you can, out of your home, and just like hang out with other people.
Definitely. I remember that in May and June of 2020, I would say that was like my lowest, like, I mean, for many reasons, but I was just like so, so sad. And I remember, like, I think the difference between being sad, I mean, I don't want to speak for everyone, but personally for me, where I see a distinction between like actual depression, and that might make people uncomfortable, but this is a mental health conversation. But like the way that I was able to just make the distinction that it was depression and not just like a sadness was I like for days on end did not even want to step outside. And like, it wasn't because of COVID. Like, you could go outside with a mask on. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't that. I just like for days and days and days could not get out of my bed. And like, I didn't want to do anything. I didn't even want to make my way to the kitchen. Like, I would stay in bed all day, go to the kitchen to grab food and bring the food back to my bed. And like, I just like knew I was depressed. And my therapist would be like, you have to get outside. Like, you have to get outside. She's like, I don't care if you go outside for 2 minutes, you literally have to. And like, I think that getting up and going when you're just so unmotivated or scared or there's some type of fear or you feel like the world is like, I don't know, weighing up against you, like whatever it is, like getting up and doing it is the hardest part. But once you made it out the door, you literally feel like a million bucks and you're like, why didn't I do this earlier?
Yeah.
And I kind of feel that way about like where we are in the world right now. I think that there's a lot of fear, uncertainty. Maybe we're comfortable. We've gotten really comfortable with staying in, or we've gotten really comfortable with what we do every day. And I think that maybe we don't want to go outside because we're like, and by go outside, it's like a metaphor, like go out to the bar or go out with friends or go out to dinner or have social interactions or catch up with someone. Like, I know that it feels like a huge mountain to climb, but once you do it, you feel so much better. And again, I don't want to speak for everyone. Like, I don't know how everyone works, but I just know that if you're struggling, then going outside and doing something, having a plan will make you feel great. And on the other hand, I think that we need to be really careful about the pressures that we're putting on ourselves to like conquer the entire world in 2021. Because I think that a lot of people, it very much including myself, feel like I have to live it up to the fullest and do everything this year. And something we said on the last recording that I definitely want to make sure we talk about now is that I think that pre-pandemic world, I was go, go, go. And I was never really taking a second to think about what I wanted to do. I was just doing it all. And I think that now that we've been trapped in our homes for 15 months, we don't have to do it all now. We have the opportunity to be more choiceful about what it is that makes us happy. And now that we have the opportunity to do it, we can go do it without exhausting ourselves. And like, this is the time to find a balance. So it's like, personally for me, pre-pandemic, I was doing it all. Then overnight, I went to doing nothing. So like now, 2021, year of balance, year of staying in when I want to stay in, knowing that if I wanted to go to a bar when I got some energy, it's there for me, you know?
Definitely. And like not going to a bar that you feel obligated to go to with people you don't want to go to because people you don't want to hang out with, because if we've learned anything, it's like we don't have that much time here. So mm-hmm. like we need to be selective about who we're social with because some people suck. And some people are great, and we deserve to spend time with people who are great and treat us nicely. And we certainly all learned who treats us nicely over the past 16, 17, 18 months. So that's a consideration. I agree. Like how to balance that feeling of I can't do all of it. I can't do it all. It's like, right. Don't do the things like you couldn't have done for the past 15 months that you really wanted to. Like you don't need to be in Nashville, like on one of those like pedal
honky tonk
because everybody is. That sounds so fun, and if you're doing that, like I'm so jealous, but like also I don't have to be jealous because like I get to go to the Bahamas with my friends, and like I get to go out to dinner with my friends, I get to like have Shabbat with my friends, and those are the things like I really like to do, and I'm not trying to like go to every little thing with people that I dislike because mm-hmm. life is short.
Definitely. I think that for a while, I was feeling like I wanted to do everything. And like the second I got vaccinated, I was like, oh my gosh, like now I have to like go out every single night. And I had a taste of it and I'm like exhausted. And I already, you know, like I'm already feeling the exhaustion of just trying to like do it all. And I very quickly learned that it's not the solution because I don't want to be exhausted all the time. I learned to like enjoy my alone time at home. Like I learned to love the nights, and Liz and I literally have for the most part of the last, is that how you say it? The majority of 2020/2021, every Friday night, we've been eating dinners at home together. Like we have been ordering in sushi and eating at home, and like, yes, I love eating food at restaurants. Don't get me wrong. But like we really discovered the beauty in these like at-home meals. So you don't have to change your whole schedule around just because you can. But it's exciting to know that like we have the choice to now. And like I also feel like I want to discover like, okay, I feel like at one point I was like, I have to travel every country. But now that all the bars and restaurants are open in New York City, I'm finding myself more excited about going back to the bars and restaurants that like I haven't been to in a while, or new restaurants I haven't tried, like in my own city. And like, I'm not made of money, so that's going to be really tough. But it's nice to know that I don't necessarily have to take a flight and like go to Rome tomorrow. Like I can like Kim, like I can just like find the beauty in my own city, because like I didn't even get to do that for a year and a half. So now that it's open, it's kind of cool. Like I'm like seeing the bar next door in like a new light.
I agree. I think also one of the things we talked about on the last recording was like, try not to give yourself a hard time if you need to go home or spend like a night home for a night. Our homes mm-hmm. were not like an oasis for the past 16 months. They were like kind of a jail cell. Mm-hmm. And now like if you go out one night and the next night you're like, you know what, I have to stay in, like have wine or like have dessert and just chill. Like that's normal. That's normal life. We're trying to restore ourselves back to some semblance of a normal life. Like just like staying in every night is not healthy. Going out every night is also not healthy, regardless of how we just spent the past year. And especially because we just spent the past year, like, it wasn't relaxing. It wasn't like we were not seeing people because we were like taking a break from seeing people for our mental health. It was like, no, we were taking a break from seeing people because of our physical health. And we were so scared and nervous and like everything was falling apart. And so just like all of this to say, like, balance between be social, like do the things that you weren't able to do that you like want to put yourself out there to do, but also know like that doesn't mean go out to every bar, every restaurant, like because you can't, whether it's financially or whatever, like emotionally, like no one can do that for whatever, for any reason. Like there's a reason why, whatever. So you can be selective about the things that you decide to do, but like put yourself out there.
Definitely. That was a really good point from our last recording.
Every time the long lost recording.
Yeah, it was a good point though. Like we really have not been lounging. And that was something that Liz and I spoke about in one of our early COVID episodes about how like everyone thinks that because they're staying home all day, they're taking this like big long break from their lives. But in fact, we were faced with our deepest insecurities and our hardest, like we were just sitting alone with our thoughts for a year and a half. So that's like one of the hardest things you could do. And we all were forced to do it. And we saw celebrities singing to Imagine. I mean, we went through hard stuff. Like
we that was the hardest like, of it all.
Yeah, no, we really did like for real though, like we experienced a very, very hard year and a half and we're still experiencing hardship. So we just weren't lounging for a year and a half. Something else I want to speak about really quickly is the social anxiety that I know a lot of people are feeling. And if you're wondering, like, how am I going to interact with all these people again? My answer to you is that, like, you literally don't have to talk to anyone you don't want to talk to. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think, and you already alluded to this, but in COVID, it was made very clear, very quickly, who is on your team and who is not. Like it was painful for many. We all experienced it in one way or another. It sucked. It sucked. There's no way around it. It was horrible. I mean, we just all saw it. We all saw it play out in different ways. And I think the point I'm trying to make is that you know who your people are. So have a blast with them. And like, if you want to make new friends, go out there and make new friends. But like, you literally don't have to speak to anyone that you don't want to speak to. If you're not in the mood to socialize, ask these people how their last year, don't. No one cares. You know what I mean? Like, no, you don't have to do anything anymore because I don't know. I'm just making this rule that you don't have to.
I think I'm saying it right now. We should abolish small talk. Like, I'm done. Like, what are we, in all seriousness, it's impossible to have small talk now because when you say like, oh, how have you been? Everyone's like literally terrible. Like the past 16 months, like there's no way of being like, oh, well, you know, my dad like got this new house and new job. And like, I just met my like new girlfriend. Like that hasn't happened for anyone. So skip the crap and just like spend time with people you like. That's the bottom line.
Normalize ignoring people that you kind of know when you run into them in the street. Just ignore them. Just keep walking.
Oh, first of all, I want to say sorry. People hear like rat-tat-tapping because it's my ra-ta-ta-ta. It's my like it's rain falling on my air conditioner because like the treacherous weather doesn't stop. You can't hear it. Okay, I can hear it so loud, but First of all, I've been normalizing like pretending I don't see people on the sidewalk since birth, like. I do it with people I like know because you know what? I just don't feel like it. Like that is the introverted side of me is like, I really am somewhere in between because when people meet me at, like for the first time, they sometimes think I'm cold, but I'm just shy. Like I'm not, maybe I am being judgmental. I don't know. Like I'm not like, I hope I'm not a mean person. But if I'm like cold to people, it's because I'm shy. Like I don't love spending, I really don't like spending time with people that I don't know and like already. I really, really don't like it. And some people like Sarah and Chris, like really like it. Like, not that you like that more than spending time with people, you know, but you're like social. You really like just spending time around people. Yeah. And like, I don't.
Someone tells me like, come to a party. There's going to be all these people you've never met. I'm like, let's go. I can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not like that. So I've been normalizing like skipping people on the street that I know like forever. And like, okay, be polite to people, but yeah, just like if they're not going to see you, who cares?
Yeah. I think the lesson to be learned here is like preserve your energy for things you want to do and people you want to spend time with. Like whether you're an extrovert, an introvert, like you just don't owe anyone anything. And like, unless they literally like saved your life in the last year and a half, or like they were the best friend to you, then like, yeah, maybe you owe them a little, but like, other than that, like you just don't owe anyone anything. Like if you see someone at a bar and you're like, I really don't feel like speaking to that person, say hello and then move on, or don't even say hello. Like if I ran into someone in the street that I knew from high school and we weren't friends and we haven't spoken in 10 years, maybe pre-COVID, I would have stopped and asked them like what they do for a living. And I'm sorry if this comes off mean, but I would probably just be like, hi, how are you? And then I would just move on, because like, I'm trying to save my energy for the people who I love and I'm close with. And that doesn't mean I don't want to respect everyone and be kind to everyone. And again, I love making new friends, but like, you just need to save your energy for like things that really matter to you. Because like we said, we're overexhausting ourselves now, and we deserve to save our energy for the things and the people who matter.
Yeah, I agree. Amen.
I really hope that didn't come off mean.
No, it didn't. It's like, we're all just being, first of all, you're not going to insult anyone by saying like, you don't need to like talk to people you don't want to talk to, but also like, you're just being real. Like none of us want to, even the most social people don't want to have small talk with like people you don't care about, or even people who aren't nice to you. Like, bye. Goodbye.
Right. But as Chris would say, but obviously, if you're listening to this and you're like, wait, I was going to DM them or like reach out to them about something, like, please do. We're not talking about that. Yeah. I just thought of that. That was like a side note, but like that just popped into my head. Like, we're not talking about that. And we do want to speak. If you're listening right now, we do want to speak to you. Let me just make that clear.
Yeah. Okay? I'm not talking about y'all.
We're talking about like, you know, people who literally don't care about you and you don't care about them.
Yeah. And also like, I don't mean to say either that if you didn't speak to people that much over the past 15 months, like that doesn't necessarily mean they're a bad person or you're a bad person. Let's make that very clear, because people were going through stuff. And like, I kind of hate when people are like, I mean, we said it at the beginning of the episode, like we saw who our true friends were 100%. But if you're like, oh, I haven't spoken to that person in a while, even since pre-COVID, we're not saying like, oh, ditch them. It's more just like, you have a lot of intuition that, not you, like you do, but everyone has intuition. Mm-hmm. Like, listen to your gut. If like the idea of hanging out with someone is exciting to you, or it gives you a little anxiety, but you're like, hey, I had a lot of fun with that person in the past, like hit them up. But the people who like, it's funny, like you and I are thinking of such specific people. But like, you know, the people in your life who did not treat you well, or the people in your life who like, you know, they're like the peripheral friend who you never really cared about. That doesn't mean be mean to them, but like, you don't need to go to their birthday party if you don't want to. You're allowed to spend a night inside. That's all.
Yeah. And I also think we're speaking to the people who may be feeling a lot of pressure to, it doesn't have to be about anyone specific, but like, if you're feeling like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get out there and like socialize? Just choose one person who you feel super comfortable with, go out with them and only speak to them and have a great time. Like, if that's what you're worried about, then like the answer is that you don't need to socialize with everyone. You don't need to interact with other people if you don't want to yet. Like, obviously I'm not saying sit in a corner and like, you know, I want you to have a good time. But like, if one of your fears right now is like, how am I going to interact out in the world? The answer is that like, choose your people who you feel really comfortable with and like, go out and have a good time with them.
Yeah.
You don't need to be friends with everybody. And I'm still trying to learn that every day.
Same.
I like am convinced that I need to be friends with everybody. Not because I think that like my presence is going to like grace everybody, but because I don't know. I even like just now, I'm like, don't speak to someone who like isn't worth your time. And then I'm like, wait, sorry. Don't think I'm mean. Like, I have this like deep rooted belief that like I need to be speaking to everyone. So this is kind of me speaking to myself. Like, I just need to save our energy. That's all I'm saying. Preserve your energy.
I realize that I don't really have that problem anymore. Like, I kind of have been ruthless with like just cutting people out, because people have been ruthless with cutting me out. And I like realized over the past year, I definitely still care what people think of me. Do not misunderstand. But you know, people always say to you like, oh, when you get older, like you just won't care what people think about you. Like I hear that all the time from people who are 30, from my parents. Like literally Alana is a little bit older than both of us. And she's always like, I just like don't really care what people think of me. And I've noticed that like every year that goes by, whether it's because I'm just getting older or whether it's because of, you know, some traumatic event in my life, I like care less and less what people really think of me. And I think we're all on that path in some way. And maybe Sarah is on like on a different part of that path. Not that you're like so self-conscious. I'm more just saying like, you're really conscientious about like making sure that your friends are your friends. And I've been more like on this path where I'm like, you know what? I've seen this happen before. And don't get me wrong, I have my own anxieties, but like there's something to be said about like picking, not picking because life is not that perfect, but like knowing that the people who are supposed to be in your life when they're in your life are in your life for a reason. Mm-hmm. And I sound like an Instagram quote, but it's really true. Like we started talking about COVID, now we're talking about friendships, but it's all like, you know, it's all
connected. Intertwined.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think like for me personally, I'm never really concerned about like what the world thinks of me. I mean, I am, but I'm not really like, ooh, I hope everyone loves me. I'm just like, ooh, I hope my friends love me.
Yeah.
You know, like that's my biggest fear. And I have never really been nervous about like embarrassing myself. Like I don't get embarrassed easily. I don't like, I'm not afraid of public speaking. I'm really silly like to everyone. But I have, you know, fear about definitely friendships and losing people, but it's gotten a lot better. It definitely has improved a lot. And it improves by just like, you know, prioritizing the people who you know make you feel good and deprioritizing the people who you know give you anxiety. And that's helped me. But back to post-pandemic world, I mean, I know we're not like fully out of the woods, but I just think that we are definitely entering a new era. And there's a lot of fears, but there's a lot of excitement. And we just hope that you're able to face some of these fears safely, of course, but, you know, maybe step out of your comfort zone a little bit because nothing good ever comes from comfort zones.
I agree. And our therapists would agree too.
Yeah. Like my therapist literally challenges me to do things that make me uncomfortable. So as much as I want to be like, we're here for you and this is a safe space, and it is, but like sometimes right now, especially, it's a little bit of testing the waters and seeing what makes you feel happy. And listen, if you're doing things because you think you have to, and then you're miserable, like don't do them, but definitely try things out. I went to a packed bar without masks a couple weeks ago. And for like a split second when I walked in, I was like, this is weird. And then I had like the night of my life. So
yeah.
We back, baby.
You would be surprised how conditioned human beings are to just be social, like even when we haven't been doing it. Like when we are born, we just learn how to like communicate with our parents. Like this is so biological, but it's true. We just like know how to communicate with our parents because we're born with it. So don't underestimate the fact that like you can bounce right back into like the way that you were, like socially, the way that you were pre-pandemic. Like you can go to a bar and just be like, oh, I remember how to do this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, this was, I'm not even going to say anything because I don't want to lose it. We hope everyone has a good long weekend. If you have one, you should have one because it's a federal holiday. But listen, last thing I want to say, if you don't have any special plans, I'm flying back the morning of July 4th. Mm. So I feel like I'm like doing anything great. Like I'm going to be at home in Princeton. But I think the point is that now that we have the opportunity to do something, which could even be going to the local restaurant in your neighborhood, like make something fun out of doing that. Cause we couldn't do that last July 4th. So like, you don't need to be in France. You can go to your local bar and have the night of your life and be like, wow, TBT to a year ago when I wasn't allowed to be outside, period.
Go to the movies, but don't go to the movies at 34th Street. In New York City because did you see this?
No.
There, people went to that movie theater and there were bed bugs on the seats and the people had like full rashes like on them. I'm sorry. Sarah's very, very triggered by bed bugs. Yeah, it's disgusting. I saw it on Twitter. But go
One
to the
my
movies.
Biggest fears. One of my biggest fears is bed bugs like being around. It confirms my fears.
Yeah, that they just like are in places.
So they got rashes, but did they bring it home with them?
Oh, I have no idea. I literally saw like a picture of the person at the theater still, like with like full shit. So hopefully they didn't bring it home at least.
I have bites. I have mosquito bites. You probably can. I have mosquito bites everywhere. Every time I get like the smallest bite, I'm like, but I'm just triggered.
You got to keep your eye out for mosquitoes. Well, follow us on social media at It's Fine I'm Fine Pod on Instagram. We just launched merch. So if you haven't already seen that, go to It's Fine I'm Fine podcast.com/merch to get yours. You can follow us on Twitter at It's Fine I'm Fine PD. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Liz Height. Where can people find you, Sarah?
You can follow me at Sarah L. Sassone. That's unlike Nancy. On Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, anywhere else?
Twitch?
Other platforms? No, maybe. I don't think I have any other. Yeah, I don't think I have any other handles. To be honest, I really haven't been on social media in like weeks, and it's just because it's what I need right now. But maybe I'll be back soon. So definitely follow me. No, like, please actually definitely follow me. And with that, it's fine. I'm fine.
Wait. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. No. I was like, is that the line? Okay, keep going.
No, say it again.
Oh, wait, do I? Okay. And with that, it's fine. I'm fine.
It's fine. I'm fine.
Bye.
Bye.